Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The big Irish weddings, they're back. Is it a good or a bad thing, though? Journalist Aideen O'Connell was writing about this in The Independent this week. So the big fat Irish wedding, the 400 plus pre-COVID, Aideen, are they definitely back?
They are coming back, I think, definitely, slowly but surely. I was just at a wedding last weekend that was edging 300, and I have another one next weekend and it's edging 300 as well. So they're definitely back in a bang. And wow, the two girls that I had interviewed for the piece, one of them, Emer Deneen, she had invited 480.
480?
480 and seated 340. And Tara, who's from County Kerry, she seated 330. So it's big.
Yeah. What's the head count on a meal for 480? She's probably glad those only 380 came, it's a...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But she said the reason, and, you know, I think especially, you know, in rural areas down the country, it is, you have to invite the neighbours. But if you're part of like a football team, or you're part of, let's say, Emer is part of like a musical society, she's very involved in music, there was just so many people that they had to invite. And there's probably that thing as well where like, well, I was invited to their wedding, I'll have to invite them to mine.
Yeah, so I know, the return invite. I've Emer with us on the line here, Aideen, as well. Emer, how many did you have at your wedding?
Hi, yeah, so we ended up seating 340 for our meal.
And when was that?
That was June 23, so just over a year ago.
Last year, right, wow. 340. Yeah. It's a lot of people, Emer.
It is. It is, but like, it's amazing when you sit down. Like, we never really chatted about big wedding, small wedding. We just kind of sat down to do our guest list and we were kind of going, Jesus, like we either need to run away, the two of us, or it's going to be big.
It's huge.
Like, that was just the way it was going to be. But like, it was amazing. Like, I mean, I wouldn't change a single thing about any of it. It was fantastic. Yeah, and like, we just were like, look at, invite whoever we want to invite and we'll worry about the hotel and numbers and everything after, and that's just sort of the way it ended up.
But I imagine that your hotel options were probably somewhat restricted based on that number.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose our hotel had told us, you know, comfortably they'll seat kind of 350, 360. So we did have that in the back of our heads. But like, look, when we sent out our invitations, I suppose the general nature of weddings are is that people aren't going to come. Not that we were like, you know, going, oh, geez, I hope such a person doesn't come. It wasn't really like that at all, but it's just a natural way of things that not everybody can come to your wedding. So we kind of knew that, like, look, we'll send out the invitations and see what happens. If it came to it that we ended up with more people than the hotel would comfortably seat, like, we get across it. Like, I was very kind. We were both very laid back, in fairness. So we were just like, look, we'll deal with these problems as they come in. We'll invite who we have to invite. And we'll solve all those problems afterwards.
Yeah. Have you big families, or did you just return invite to all the weddings you've been at over the years?
No, not really. Yeah, we both have big families. That was really the biggest thing. We both have big families. I'm a singer. I'm very involved musically with loads of different organisations.
Okay.
And myself personally, Cahill is an ex-county footballer, is still very heavily involved with local football in Roscommon. He owns a gym there in Roscommon Town. So we both just were so heavily involved with loads and loads of things that it was just like, and we didn't want to be in a scenario where we were kind of getting ruthless. Like, we both are the kind of people that we really wanted all these people there. It wasn't a case of, oh, Jesus, we'll invite them because we have to invite them. It really wasn't that at all. Like, we really wanted to have all these people around us. I suppose we're so heavily involved with them in different things, in different areas of our lives, that we really did want them to be a part of our day. So it wasn't a case of like, oh, let's just have a big wedding and invite loads of people for the sake of it.
It was, you wanted to bring them.
Yeah.
Were people surprised though when you told them? Because I suppose kind of since COVID, like, I certainly feel that the numbers haven't really come back. I tend to go to a lot of weddings every year, but like, I feel like the numbers haven't come back since COVID.
Yeah, I suppose I agree. Like, I was at a wedding myself during COVID. A first cousin of mine got married. Now, she was lucky. At that point, she was allowed, I think, 100 people out or 90 people. And it was fabulous. Like, it was a fantastic wedding. But I agree. I think COVID has kind of given people that opportunity to kind of come out of, or to buy out of going into the big weddings and all those things. But as we got engaged in the middle of COVID, and we knew the way things were going during COVID, and we said to ourselves, look, we're not going to take a chance on this. We knew the way it was going to be. We knew how we wanted our wedding to be. We knew we'd have loads of people to invite. So So we just booked it for 2023, knowing, well, hoping, I suppose, that things would be different then, and that we could have everybody that we wanted to have there.
Listener here says, my own wedding is coming up in March. We've currently 214 coming. My wife-to-be is English. We both have large families. We didn't think many would travel or thought we'd have to drop, but we'd have many dropouts. But no, so far we're absolutely full up. I kind of feel, Aideen, that 200 is sort of the perfect number.
Yeah, I was chatting about this actually with somebody this morning, and it's something I'm living in Dublin now. So when I was like, I'm going home for a wedding next weekend, and I think it's near enough to 300 on the guest list, and they were like, what? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, is that like common? I go, yeah, it would be. Like most of the weddings I would go to, they'd be 250 above. But I think personally, I'd be the 150, 200 mark. Now, then again, like when I'm at a big wedding, I'm like, Jesus, isn't this great crack?
Yeah, there is.
Like a big party.
The biggest wedding I was ever at was years ago. Now, I was just there as a guest at the wedding. But there was 480 at the wedding, and it was in Cavan. And like, that's 48 tables. It was huge. You know, when you think about it, like, imagine 48 tables of 10 people people there. Lindsay Moyne is with us as well, Aideen and Emer on the line. Lindsay's a wedding planner. Lindsay, you're actually in Spain organising somebody's wedding today. What's the typical number for a destination wedding, Lindsay?
So it can be anything. Destination weddings do tend to be smaller than Irish weddings because obviously not everybody can travel. And if you go to Spain, France or Italy, for example, the venues there don't typically hold the volume that like an Irish hotel wedding would. So you do tend to have to cut them down. But we would see anything from an intimate wedding of 40 up to, you know, we've had destination weddings for over 200 people. So and the one that we have today, we've ended up with a final guest count at 123.
And so, 123 is a lot, I think, for a wedding abroad.
It is a lot. There is a large family on the groom's side, so a lot of aunts and uncles and a few cousins have come along as well. So they're making up a good bulk, but they're well-travelled as well. They've been many different jobs, so they've loads of different social circles attending. So it doesn't be long adding up, particularly, you know, if there's plus ones and maybe a few children as well. You don't be long getting to that kind of 100 mark.
So when people come to you right at the very outset or to any wedding planner and they're organising their big day, do you advise them, should you pick the venue first or do your wedding list first?
So the budget and the wedding, the budget and the wedding guest list kind of need to be part of the same conversation of you, if you like, and then the wedding venue will kind of come in alongside that too. So it depends on, so a couple might have had a really strong preference for a particular venue that they've been to already and they really know that they want to get married there. So the first step with that would be to find out, okay, what is their maximum capacity there, or indeed what is their minimum number requirement. So some venues will say that you have to have a minimum of 150 people say on a Saturday. So whether you invite 120 or 180, the minimum you're going to pay for is 150. So you're kind of working towards that number. But then it also comes down to, okay, how much do you really want to invest in this? How much do you actually want to spend? And, you know, whether you can go above that minimum number really comes down to if you're willing to go and pay that extra seat at the table. So it's kind of a joint conversation between the budget, the guest list and the venue. Probably the more sensible approach is to look at what you're hoping to spend on the wedding in total and then start making out your guest list. Mm. You'll have your A-list, if you like, your immediate family, the people that you would have texted or got in contact with the first moment you got engaged, and then start working your way out from there. But yeah, it can be a tricky one to kind of navigate, and it definitely doesn't happen in the first round. So the first go, you'll be kind of constantly going back to it.
What is the ideal number, though, Lindsay, in your mind? Like when people come to you and they say, you know, I want a wedding that's good crack. And like, I have to be honest, right? I've been to weddings, some weddings that were small pre-COVID. I've been to weddings post-COVID. Like sometimes the numbers, they can be nearly too small.
Yeah. And especially if you're in a larger room as well, like if you're in a larger function room and you only have 80 people, you'll feel that, you know, the atmosphere will definitely, you know, you'd want to compensate and like with the entertainment or something like that to make up for that. I think somewhere around 120 to 150 is like really great atmosphere. You know, there's a great buzz in the room. There's plenty of people to talk to and mingle. especially if it's kind of a larger function style room, you know. But I've definitely had weddings where it's been 60 to 80 and a really tight group of people, you know, very close friends and family, and they've had an absolute ball. And then actually, genuinely, one of the nicest weddings that we ever did was a wedding for 12 people. But it wasn't like a typical Irish wedding, you know. It was it finished a lot earlier, and the whole style and vibe of it was very, very different. But I think if you're looking for that great crack, like loads of fun, everybody on the dance floor, you want to be definitely kind of above the 100 mark. You know, to have that kind of atmosphere.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Like, because when you split the numbers, you know, like 200 people at a wedding might sound like an awful lot. It's only 55 people plus partners, you know, for you and the other part. It's actually, it's not that many. You're not long clocking up 55 people or 50 people.
The only thing I'll say when it goes larger like that is I do find like the couple, it can be really overwhelming. Like the wedding day itself, there's so much going on, and you're sticking to a timeline from basically the moment you wake up, particularly the bride and bridal party, you know, between hair and makeup. It's generally an early start by the time the ceremony comes around. You know, it could be hours before you see your other half, and then you're pushed into your photographs. You might get a bit of mingling during drinks reception, and then you're into the dinner. So you're kind of on somebody else's timeline nearly all day long. And then to feel that pressure to have to get around to all the guests to say hello and chat to them, it can be an awful lot. So I love if our couples can stretch to do, say, like a day before or a day after, because I feel like they really get to enjoy those evenings.
Finally, Lindsay, what's your advice to people on how to manage the guest list in terms of, like, should they communicate or not with people that they're not invited?
Like, I think it depends how close they are. I don't think you need to ring somebody up and tell them you're not invited to the wedding, you know. But if somebody asks you, or particularly if they ask, can they bring a plus one? Yes. Have a conversation and just explain, look, we're a bit limited on our numbers. You know, we hoped by asking a group of friends together that, you know, everybody would be able to have a good time, that you kind of know people at your table or whatever else. But, you know, I think when it comes to family, sometimes it's easier for parents to maybe let, you know, siblings know that the cousins might not all be invited, for example. But I don't think you need to go bringing people specifically to let them know that they're not going to be invited to the wedding.
Eimear, what's your advice finally for people who are maybe trying to cut back on the list?
Oh, look, as I suppose, yeah, similar there. I would say in some groups we did, like say with football teams, we just said to them, look, would you mind just coming as yourselves? We're really tight on numbers. I'm involved in the choir. We did the same thing there. So I definitely think, like, depending on the types of group of people, I think it is okay to ask people their partners. And in our case, we had absolutely no problems. Everybody was thrilled. They totally understood. They were very happy. So I would say definitely the partners thing, depending on the groups of friends or maybe where they're coming from, I definitely think that is an area that can be looked at.
Listener here says, my wife and I had a small breakfast wedding of just 20 close family and friends. Weddings don't have to be large to be enjoyable. Save the money for a house deposit. That's what we did. I love this listener suggestion. We had a small ceremony and dinner in a Michelin star restaurant for 15 people on the Friday. And then we'd a big party, open bar for a couple of hours with a buffet of cold meat, salads and salmon for 250 on the Saturday. Now that sounds like a great day.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.